Space Jam.
It was probably the best basketball movie that ever was.
Of course. All right, Geeks of the Square Table, episode 31.
See you later, DC.
I'm Lawrence of America, your host today. With me is...
Taylor.
Gomer.
David.
The walk-on role of Danny.
Adam.
That was a lot of words. Jules.
All right, we were just talking about trying to come up with a bad John Candy movie or a sports movie that Kevin Costner hasn't done.
A sport that he hasn't had in a movie. Boxing, has he been in a boxing movie, Costner?
No one cares about boxing.
No, I care about boxing. Yeah. It's Cuba's national sport.
And some of the, as far as sports movies go, boxing has been...
I thought the national sport of Cuba was swimming.
We'll make it our national sport, but none of the swimmers ever come back.
Like a 6-year-old woman who swam from Cuba to Florida recently, like within the last year.
Yeah, but she had shark cage, I think, with her.
Sorry that she protected herself from Cuba. Excuse her.
But the way you started that reference was obviously suggesting that Cubans are swimming from the island to the mainland United States. They're not going to get any cage. They're not going to get any cage. They're the real heroes swimming with sharks.
In fairness, that one girl, I'm just like, dude, you're one of half of Miami that swam here. Yeah. Big freaking deal.
Try hanging out in the inner tube for a week.
Just because she's not as dark that everyone puts her on the news. Oh, hey, this little Cuban girl. This is bullshit. All the dark Cubans have made it here, swam here the entire way, but nobody cares.
Kevin a boxing movie.
Boxing movies.
Most of the...
Synchronized swimming with Kevin Costner.
Synchronized ice swimming.
Curling.
Most of my favorite sports movies are boxing movies.
Yeah, they're the best ones.
Rudy is probably my favorite sports movie of all time.
Okay.
Let's take all
Does
the Rockies
out.
Does
Waterworld count as a swimming movie?
Ollie. Yeah. Fighter? Bullfighter. What's the one with...
The Hurricane?
The Hurricane. I don't like that one. But what's the one with...
Million Dollar Baby.
Excellent.
Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
I think my favorite sports movie ever is actually Remember the Titans.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Friday Night Lights is up there. I love that
movie. I actually like The Replacements a lot.
Oh, that's a
great movie.
What about Necessary Roughness?
Okay.
That's good. Or was that Keanu Reeves? Which one was Keanu Reeves?
No, that was Replacements.
And he was also in Hardball.
Yeah, he was always in Hardball.
Longest Yard.
Longest Yard. The remake of that was actually pretty good too. Yeah.
Except for it was like, let's just cast the entirety of the WWF roster, or WWE as the prisoners.
Right.
Yeah. And then we had like Nelly.
And then Terry Crews, and that other random big black dude. Not Michael Clark Duncan. Not Ving Rhames. Not Mr. T.
No, it was Chris Rock. Chris Rock, and he ended up getting burned up. Yep. I felt so terrible because it's such a funny movie.
And then he dies.
Chris killed Rufus.
Oh no!
Wrong movie. Sorry.
Yeah,
a little bit of play over there.
But yeah, man.
And then for some reason, Adam Sandler.
Because he's obviously the follow-up to Burt Reynolds.
Well, it was his production company, I think, that did it. I think he just really wanted to do it. I would get myself a sports movie.
That's what I would do.
Because Happy Gilmore wasn't enough.
I was just talking shit on Adam Sandler, but I do love Happy Gilmore, and I do love The Waterboy.
And there's a golf movie that's actually good.
Yeah.
That's not Caddyshack.
I was going to say, Bagger Vance was great, too.
Grandma's Boy, where he's just like, I'm going to make a film for all my buddies. Come on, yeah.
I love that movie, though. It's an awesome movie, dude.
No.
You don't like Grandma's Boy?
No.
Oh, I quote that movie all the time. Dude. Don't judge me, monkey.
Yeah, it's a highly quotable movie. And that dude's got the best job in the world. Yeah. He's a slacker who has to get to play video games.
That's everybody's dream.
Yeah,
right?
Dude.
That's the American dream right there. Man. I can sit on my butt and play video games all day and get obscene amounts of money.
Field of Dreams 2, the NFL Lockout.
No way. That's July 6, 2011.
That's awful.
I'd say my favorite sports movie is Shaolin Soccer. If you haven't seen it,
Shaolin Soccer is pretty epic. I'm going to back up on that one. It is great.
Stephen Chow. Awesome.
What's the ping pong movie that's about?
Balls of Fury.
Oh, that's good.
That is great.
Christopher Walken in that, dude. What's meant by sudden death?
Was it Kung Fu Slam Dunk? Has anyone seen that one either?
I haven't even heard of that.
Yeah, it's a challenge soccer part.
What's the series with the dog that plays sports?
Bear Bud.
Really? Has anyone ever liked those?
No.
I don't remember.
5-year-old.
When I was a kid.
Five-year-old.
Oh, no, of course.
Space Jam.
Oh, yeah. Still, Space Jam is
Space
the best
Jam
sports 2's movie.
Coming.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Really?
Who's coming? Who are they going to get?
LeBron James.
You have to get LeBron James. No, it's already been
said.
Who
else are you going to make it about?
You can make it about Kobe, but Kobe, people don't maybe. Like Kobe as much
I was
going to
say,
like
that gets kind of rapey. It's yeah. like, it gets a little rapey.
Whoa!
Allegedly.
This is the new Kobe. New number every day. He really has a
rebuild. That's the rebuild.
I'd watch a movie about Kevin Durant if they
had. Or Derrick Rose, even.
And Dwayne Wade, the only way. They can't do it. They can't. I wanted to see Dennis Rodman in the next Space Jam movie. I don't know about
dude,
that.
Dude, I would watch the hell out of that. That
I was like,
awesome.
Who fits in with all the cartoon characters?
Yeah, so he'd be on the Looney Tunes sign at the basketball.
Both wearing a dress.
Bugs
Bunny and him both wearing a dress.
You know, I like Dennis Rodman a lot better when his insanity was not destroying our relations around the world with him being our quote-unquote ambassador to North Korea.
Yeah, because our relationship with North Korea was
no,
so
I mean,
great.
I know with North Korea, everyone else is, like around the world like, that's an Dennis Rodman in North Korea.
Well, if they're that ignorant to think that our State Department sent
well, obviously, no.
Wait, guys, I got Obama. Let's send him a card to his smile.
That's because of Obamacare. That's
Dennis
that's
Rodman.
Awesome. Dennis Rodman. The worm. Man, that dude could rebound.
Yep.
It looked like he was hopping, and everyone was jumping, and he was timing, hop, got the ball.
I mean,
he was great
so
back in the day.
Loved him, man.
You mentioned Obamacare. Also, deadline. Didn't you say...
No, I said, we're blaming Obamacare for that.
I was just going to say, the deadline for Obamacare and tax day were conveniently timed today, so now April 15th, Americans can get... blanked up by the government twice now. Which that just passed. Anybody who didn't file their taxes by last night, you know, you're screwed now. So.
Feel free to bite the pillow as you need to.
You get a penalty. Yeah. Oh well.
No. You get an extension.
And if you didn't get health
insurance by last night, you're living illegally. Please cease to do that.
Same thing. You pay a fine.
Oh.
Oh, who's playing Batman?
Oh, loving it. The old 60s. It's the Stores Radio.
No, all fairness, Batman was more of a detective in that show than all three Nolan films.
Oh, agreed.
He wasn't much of a detective at all in the
He was whiny Tony Stark in that.
There were a few times in the trilogy when he like when he met up with King Joffrey, you know, and he had his binoculars looking out. And he cut the brick out.
That's an excellent segue.
That is an excellent segue.
I wanted to go back to the old 60s Batman when he drank all that milk the one time to protect his stomach.
Fucking 60s Batman, shark repellent, for the shark bomb that was gnawing on his leg.
I'm just saying.
The pink cowl,
just saying.
Dude. That's all you need.
Yes,
but anyway, you mentioned King Joffrey.
Did I?
You did. That sounds like a segue to this week's Game of Thrones.
I'll just shut up now because I'm not watching GOT.
Heavy spoilers to follow.
I haven't watched any of it. I've only read the books. Guys, a lot more people die. Joffrey's like a drop in the bucket.
Yep.
You're literally going to be like, that was it? Joffrey
yeah,
died. I love how we're giving
spoiler alerts for something based on a book that's been out for
years.
And the same people only watch the show. I go out of my way not to read the book so that I don't spoil the show for myself because I enjoy watching the show more than I would reading the books.
I've not seen it yet.
Fair enough.
I don't watch either because it's not impressive.
I hear the books are way better, but... I'm so sick of hearing about Game of Thrones.
Then I can go forward any time in the future.
Right,
and know
after you've
stuff
watched all the shows, you read the books, you're like, oh, well,
they left that out. That's kind of cool, yeah.
I
could see that.
Makes sense to me to watch the TV show first, then, because if I read the books first, I would, I was going to say,
you know, I watched all the Lord of the Rings movies, and that didn't stop me from going and watching the extended versions where they actually... threw in some fan service.
Actually,
so, yeah.
Reading the books first might actually ruin the show for you, and then you wouldn't be able to enjoy it. Like, my old lady read the Harry Potter books way before the movies
came out. She hated the movies.
We would pay $8 and she would bitch the whole time. I understand why, but why do that to yourself, man?
Well, just inherently, whenever you go see watch a TV show or go see a movie that's based off of a book, you need to understand going in, it's not the book.
They cannot do
the same stuff.
There's been
every Harry Potter movie would have had to been 5 hours long.
They have been long.
I mean, think about
Order of the Phoenix would have been three movies.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. Well, think about who the audience is right now. Is we're all comic book fans. God knows we love to gripe about how untrue the movies are to the characters.
Only when it's really, really blatant.
Yeah, exactly. Only when it ruins.
The only time I've seen something that I've read the story, I haven't been like, well, that was dead on with the book, is when Stephen King was allowed to direct a TV miniseries.
Exactly.
Or a TV movie.
Yeah.
Yep. The Stand was still cutting a lot out. A lot. But he cut
but
it
that
out.
That book is like 5,000 pages.
Not only that, and that's the unabridged edition, which very few copies.
Cut half of that out.
I don't know if you know that the unabridged edition is small print, like biblical size.
And it's like 1,600 pages.
I couldn't imagine him having that big
abridged
of an epic
version
story in his brain, dude. That's just
is just under 1,200 pages. Yeah.
And that's the most common edition.
Yeah.
You can only almost ever find the abridged edition in most stores. Most stores won't carry the unabridged because
I can only think of one like really blatant change from a comic book to a movie that I just could not stand, which was making it where in Spider-Man 3 Peter's Uncle Ben was not killed by the guy he let escape.
That
is the core of what made him become Spider-Man,
and that was actually changed in Spider-Man 3, which I think is a huge part of the reason.
They retconned it
in the
what
movie.
They had done from 1 where all of a sudden we need some reason for Sandman to have some emotional tie, whatever, he was there with
there
his
was
uncle
no here. Reason to have Sandman in movie, dude. None at all.
My biggest issue with all three movies was Tobey Maguire, which just wasn't Peter Parker for me. And web shooters.
Even when he was
that literally
Spider-Man,
the
wisecrack.
See,
series.
I can understand that. This is back to me not bitching about changing because, like, they don't want to spend an additional scene like of him, a high school kid, somehow managing to build.
But
these
they didn't even want him to be in high school.
Device.
He's only in high school for the first 30 minutes of the film.
Yeah. And they fixed that in amazing, and they did it in a weird way, sort of like the ultimate Spider-Man way, where Norman Osborn created the webs, or Oscorp or whatever, and then he stole them. But I totally agree with you, Taylor.
But I think
that,
without web shooters, you take away a lot of the genius.
Smart Peter doesn't work on the screen.
Last
genius
Spider-Man.
Little there's kid Peter Parker doesn't work on the screen.
It's okay for
it
characters.
Works for amazing.
Characters can be astoundingly smart
genius.
In comics more
he's
so they can
he's
be
smart,
like
smart, but he's not a genius.
He's not a genius. He's not amazing.
Certainly smarter than Tobey Maguire.
Oh, totally agree with you. Totally agree with you.
Now, when you say in the web shooters, are we talking some sort of canister or something? He's still got the. Still
he created a device that
in the Tobey Maguire, it was all natural. All he had to do was push up like a part of his actual hand.
Turn his,
but in
flex a muscle.
Traditionally. It's been a gizmo that Peter's worn
that he invented in like
and that he runs out of like
in the 60s. It was the 60s,
right? Because if it's any kind of device, you know, it has to be refilled. Every
Spider-Man's always complaining about how expensive web.
Yes,
it is.
He's always complaining about why he's always broke his web shooters. And he yells at villains who make him use it often.
Yeah.
Dude, you owe me $80. I'm just letting you know right now. Yeah. After right before the cops take you away, do you have $80 on you?
So technically, he's Robin Hooding it out of the villains. What we're kind of going at here. Except he's like, it's my money, chump!
Except with the symbiote suit, man. Symbiote suit had
its own
built-in webbing.
And then eventually in the comics, he had organic webs, too.
Yeah. Did he? Did that change?
Yeah.
When he had the stingers, he had organic
up until the whole deal with the devil thing.
Yes,
he was working with organic web.
You're right, he was.
And they've retconned it again since.
Well, he had gone through
because that's
like,
what
the
mutant
saga again. Remember, there was like a Spider-Man mutant saga after Clone Saga back in the day when he was like turning around. He had like 6 arms for a while. I think they went to that again.
Yeah, actually, they
before Back in Black,
Kane the clone. He's going through that. He has organic webs and stingers
and
right now.
He's doing that in.
New Warriors.
And he's talking to spiders?
Yep.
When did that happen? When was that a Spider-Man power?
It
was
ever a Spider-Man Let's remember power? About this.
He's going through his mutation.
So that's why he's able to talk to spiders.
Yeah, he's
that was so creepy.
He's going through a thing where he's turning into a spider beast.
But let's be honest about this. What's a spider got to say? Flies. Tasty. I don't see, like, spiders being the oracle to the world.
I feel like,
but
I feel like their whole world is, like, a one-foot radius.
Eat and murder. Yeah. Eat and murder.
Well, that's
eat
the thing. People are terrified of spiders. He just swarms people with them.
Yeah.
And people
and
freak
I didn't
out.
Know he had that power.
Yeah.
Peter's actually
in Scarlet.
Peter's actually faked that on people. That's why they call me the Spider-Man. I can summon all these spiders. And, like, the villain's there holding the hostage. He's like, all right, dude, all right, take me in.
There was a comic like that.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
Freaking
there's a 70s comic where he makes an Ant-Man joke where he's like, yeah, you know how Ant-Man can pull ants, I can pull spiders.
Yeah.
And he was out of web fluid and he had no other way to do it, and they were like, I hate spiders. You're done.
I'm out.
Right.
I'm out.
I'm out.
Pull, total Indiana Jones 180. I'm out.
Do we want to go back to Game of Thrones?
Yeah, let's go back to that.
I think who had the comment about Game of Thrones? Anyone want to say anything?
It's just nice that there's on the show at least finally a character that deserved to die dying. By and large, it's been the likable characters who have died so far.
Yeah, at one point in time, I was convinced George R. R. Martin was just going to let Joffrey live to the end. I was like, you know what? I think I'm done with this book series.
Did you just drop your phone?
Yeah, I do it all the time. That's why I have an autocamera.
Is it everything. The internet meme, Josh Whedon and George R. R. Martin walk into a room and everybody you love
everybody
dies?
You love
it's George R. R. Martin, Josh Whedon, and Alan Moore. And everyone you've ever wanted to live dies.
Yeah, or Harry Potter, what's her name?
J.K.
Rowling. Yeah, J.K. Rowling's killed a lot of people, too.
I wish she killed more people.
Speaking of people,
I hated the ending of that book.
Yeah, in the books, dude, she... It was hard for me for a little while reading the books.
Easy.
It was tough.
We're not going to talk about this now.
Yeah, let's not, because I'll get misty.
Speaking of people who killed people you liked, Chris Claremont's Nightcrawler was really good, actually.
He killed somebody in there?
No, he didn't kill somebody, but he's famous for killing everybody.
Well, famously killed Jean Grey.
Well, he famously killed...
And as far as I know, he intended that to be permanent.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think...
He killed Thunderbird in the first issue of Uncanny.
He did.
Yeah. Everyone forgets that, but he killed the main character in issue one.
People forget it because it doesn't have...
If you killed them in issue one, they're not a main character.
There you go. Yeah. That didn't have any...
But that was in the volume before that.
Killing Jean Grey was a big-ass deal because not only did he turn her to the dark side and all that, but then, like... she had been one of the original X-Men. Yeah. She'd been with us for decades.
Yes.
That's not the type of person you expect to die. Killing Thunderbird, we had seven panels of dialogue to go with.
Well, here's the thing about Killing Thunderbird that made that such a big deal. Scott quit after that.
Yeah. And
Scott
then felt like he couldn't Morrison's.
Leave. Yeah.
Or
he started
was it Morrison's or it was New X-Men? Morrison's New X-Men, right? Mm-hmm. That's when that started.
What? Mm. Scott leaving? No, Scott left during Claremont's
So, run. By your own
admission... after X-Factor. That... Oh, that's what I meant.
So, by your own admission, then, that's only important as a plot device to get Scott to leave and not because of the death itself.
That's a good point, but it is important because Scott leaving...
Scott leaving, and that's when Wolverine and Jean start having a relationship.
That was a huge
deal.
He's
Beast then leaves the team, too, because his mutation and joins the Avengers.
Yes.
He did a lot to break up the X-Men.
Again,
to have them come back together.
All this weird, the only reason we care about is this going to be a part of your comic book trivia for Geek Jeopardy?
Oh, absolutely. And plus, Days of Future Past coming. This is all events that led to that.
Yeah. Days of Future Past. New trailer came out.
Yeah, it looks so cool.
It does.
There's a lot more going on in this trailer that gives you
some
insight.
Omega Sentinels look awesome.
But it gives you some insight into what is actually going on. And we all know that Wolverine comes from the future to the present or past or whatever, wherever he's going. But he pretty much comes and gets a team together.
Yeah.
He goes and looks for all of these characters. Mm-hmm. He meets up with Xavier first, and then he goes and finds Magneto, who's buried like 2 miles under the Pentagon.
Yeah.
And he goes and finds Pietro, you know,
Road
Quicksilver.
Trip.
It's pretty much it looks interesting.
Anyone ever watched that not actually bad cartoon Wolverine and the X-Men?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's actually the same plot.
Yes. Yep. It pretty much
legitimately
is
the exact same
except
plot.
Except for the time travel and the Days of Future Past.
I was going to say, do we still have, like...
No, the time travel
there's time travel. Yeah.
In
Professor
the
is in the future. Yeah, the cartoon.
And he's like, projecting into the past.
Yes.
He's from a corpse.
Professor Xavier is fighting the Sentinels in the future.
Projecting to the past through his coma corpse. That's how it's working.
Man, I may not be liking this movie now that I'm thinking about how.
How it's just that cartoon ripoff? Because it is. I mean,
no, but it's got James McAvoy.
It's only act one and a half, man. They got plenty more to do in that movie.
Which makes us wonder, like, if there's going to be, like, a Master Mold appearance in a movie, finally. Because you remember, that's kind of the crux of the whole deal.
We could definitely see a Trask Master Mold.
Well, and Dinklage is Trask? Can we get onto that for just a second?
I'm way down.
Yeah.
Peter Dinklage is playing
Trask. Yep. Which I think is a great direction.
He's going to be great. Yeah.
I'm Dinklage, and I win. Thank you. I'm out.
And Age of Apocalypse, what was the news on that? The sequel to
Days of Future Past? Jennifer Lawrence and three other characters have already signed on for Age of Apocalypse.
Yep.
And that's probably...
Hugh Jackman, Jennifer Lawrence, Patrick Stewart.
It's probably, if I had to choose like a desert island X-Men story, it
would
probably be Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah.
there's a lot out there.
Well,
but
then again, though, Age of Apocalypse really only works if you're already familiar with the way things are supposed to be, because this is like a reflection of the way things are supposed to be.
I think hopefully they allude to that in the Days of Future Past.
Or maybe events in Days of Future Past lead to that.
Yeah.
One way or another,
I think what's going
to
happen is Wolverine changes the past, and everything changes.
Classic Wolverine.
Classic Wolverine.
He's always.
Age of Ultron, Days of Future Past.
You're the best at what you do.
He does
what
I
do. The best thing things up.
Those are all examples from within the last year in a movie that hasn't even come out yet. I don't know if I can say it's classic Wolverine then.
He's messed up the timeline a couple times. Prior to Age of Ultron.
Bryan Singer confirms X-Men Apocalypse somewhat, quote unquote, based on Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah. Well, Days of Future Past is also somewhat.
I guess we can confirm
that
Apocalypse is going to be the villain, but that's probably about as far as.
Well, for that to happen,
why the fuck would you name it Age of Apocalypse if Apocalypse wasn't the villain?
Exactly.
Good point. Good point.
Although the Age of Apocalypse did have more to do with. In my opinion, I definitely did have
Scott
a lot to do
leaving.
With the character Apocalypse, but it had to do with these alternate versions of the characters we had grown to love.
Oh,
and that was a really significant
part
of the
book. But it's Age of Apocalypse because Apocalypse is the villain.
But they could call
Wolverine
it Age of Apocalypse.
I'm not saying the movie is about Apocalypse exclusively. Yeah.
Of course he's not.
The bad guy.
I'm totally agreeing with you, but what I'm saying is they don't necessarily have to put the character Apocalypse in it for it to be an Age of Apocalypse.
Well, some of the more
movie.
That would be exceptionally lame.
Yeah, well,
Apocalypse has more than one meaning. It doesn't just mean a guy's name.
In context of the X-Men, they're taking the exact title.
It has only one meaning.
They're calling Apocalypse. So this could just set up Age of Apocalypse.
Speaking of Apocalypse, or
and
the
I
Age
agree with
Apocalypse.
You, that would be silly. But
he was the least renowned character in that entire series.
Who? Apocalypse?
He was bigger in the regular 616 universe than he was in his own age.
I know.
I mean, all the books were either about Magneto's X-Men.
Yes.
Or the Horsemen.
Or the Horsemen.
And then the later ones
Holocaust,
all about Wolverine.
Dark Beast, Scott,
and Havoc.
Yeah. He was the big bad. He was Orcus. He's the guy you don't fight till the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what I mean by you could have an Age of Apocalypse movie and not necessarily have the character Apocalypse
until
show
the very
up.
End.
Until the next movie.
Sure, but he's in the movie.
Yeah,
we don't know who's in it.
We haven't made the movie.
He may be
we're not making
the movie.
We know four people who are in it, four actors. And I'm not arguing, I'm just saying.
Sounds an awful lot like you're arguing.
No. I'm agreeing with you. Of course they should have Apocalypse in the movie. But they definitely
the
don't
four
have
actors
to
that
have
agreed to be are already signed to be in it are Jennifer Lawrence, Michael Fassbender,
Magneto,
James McAvoy, Young Xavier, and Nicholas Holt
Beast.
That's Holt, Beast.
Yeah.
So Beast, Mystique, Magneto, Xavier.
All the young characters. Too.
Yeah,
interesting.
The younger ones.
Hugh Jackman has started talking recently about it might be time to pass the torch of Wolverine off to someone else.
Yeah, last year he said you're going to have to pull the title from his cold dead body.
His choice. He can sure say, yeah, I'm not going to be Wolverine anymore, but no one's going to pass the fucking torch to another actor unless the studio says yes.
Let's be real.
And why would the studio...
Heath Ledger would have probably made a good Wolverine.
Being real, there is a shelf life to Hugh Jackman being the action star.
Oh, of course.
He's getting a little older.
And there's a shelf life to the appeal of Wolverine in every one of these damn movies.
He's in good shape.
Agreed.
Yes. I mean, like, he still does Broadway.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he has to stop tomorrow. I'm
just
saying
he still has a couple movies left before it becomes
unprobably.
The great thing about Wolverine is he's an older character. You can get older and continue to play.
He's getting older, but he doesn't age. That's his whole shtick.
Exactly. And Hollywood magic.
Yeah, Hollywood magic.
Look
at Patrick Stewart.
Maybe they do an old man Logan movie.
Oh, that would be
the greatest thing they could do.
Oh, one armed and creepy, like, I don't care anymore.
The actor can say he's going to pass the torch of this character onto somebody else, but it only matters.
He didn't actually say he's passing the torch.
He said it might be time. He's talking about
there will be a time in the future where they will probably have to recast.
There will
Wolverine.
Be a time in the future where the actor will pass away. And he will be unable to do it. So I understand what he's saying, but he doesn't get to decide if Wolverine is going to be in a character in these movies. And I honestly don't see Sony, being the company they are, saying, Fox, Sony, it's six of one, half a dozen of another if it's not Marvel, in my opinion. But I can see a point where they're like, okay, yeah, you made a great Wolverine. You're Wolverine. If you're not going to do it anymore, we're not going to have Wolverine. Yeah. Days of Future Past didn't have Wolverine as the main guy in the comics.
They haven't brought a new guy to play Cyclops.
Dude, and they don't have to. Right. They don't have to. You don't have to have a Cyclops to have a good X-Men.
There will be at least one movie in between Hugh Jackman's Wolverine and the new Wolverine, just to let people forget.
I think the character is too iconic to the X-Men series of movies that you can't have a new one. He's been the star of everyone except Origins.
Right. That's like everyone. You've got to have a movie for the audience to forget about it.
I just don't think... I mean, do you think it would take only one movie for people to forget about Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man?
I think they don't give
a
shit. I think they want to make money, and that means putting
I'm talking
movies
about
out.
Characters.
You know,
I'm
if they wanted to really make money, they would say, hey, Marvel, we'll take a 60-40 split. You can have 60-40. We keep our rights on merchandising, and we'll do an Avengers X-Men movie. And make billions of dollars.
Marvel wouldn't be for it until Phase 3 was done.
Disney wouldn't do that, though.
Not until Phase 3 was done. Not until Phase 3 was done, but I can see them doing that.
But yeah, I'm saying in the future, if Fox was smart, they would come to Marvel
But listen to what you're saying, though. Marvel would obviously wait until Phase 3 was done.
Yeah.
So why should they even bring it up? Just do your X movies until Marvel is done, and then go to them and say, "Hey, you want to do this?" But I totally agree with you. AVX would be awesome.
AVX would be awesome.
It would be brilliant.
It'd be cool, but
it'd make both sides would make.
What's in it?
Have to do a
Disney's
lot of
making a lot of money on their own without the
and
need
so
for
is,
X.
And agreed. And so is Fox, and so is Sony with their licenses. You know, they're making good money.
That's what I'm saying. But
Days of Future
seen,
Past is going to make every penny it costs to make it back the first weekend. There's just no way it's not going
to
happen.
Who is greedy enough to say we can make more money?
I would and really rather see
but why
Sony
would Marvel
lose the right to Spider-Man?
Yeah. Marvel wouldn't
want to
split the right.
Yeah, why would Marvel want to split the money? We'll say, no, screw you. We're going to do Avengers 3, make $1 billion worldwide. Yeah. Have fun with your Days of Future Past.
Because they can make more. Because Days of Future Past.
At what point does it stop being cost effective, though? It's not like.
What stopped being cost effective? The team up?
Having to do the corporate entangling.
Oh, yeah.
Like both people
totally
having their
agree.
People on set and paying all the different. Like,
and
the
in that
huge
way,
cast.
Then
it
who
would
directs?
Have to be.
Who directs? Which side picks who directs? Who side predicts which?
Who
produces?
Directors.
Who's. Oh, two directors? Are you kidding me?
That could not
That has
end well.
Never worked. That's never. Like, never work two
I've
directors
two
on the
directors.
Movie. No,
that's
I'll take that back.
Brothers.
Poltergeist. But the dude who they said directed that, he didn't direct that. Spielberg directed that damn movie. Toby Hooper or whatever the hell his name is, he had nothing to do with Poltergeist except showing up on set collecting his checks. That was a Spielberg joint.
So,
but I know, I totally agree with you. I think it would be awesome to see X-Men and Avengers on the screen. Too many cooks in the kitchen, man. Too many cooks in the kitchen.
Just a pinnacle for that.
Yeah, damn you! Raw Jules!
Jeez.
Why do you suck? That's the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Because, honestly, it's a really simple. They license the characters out, and then maintain the merchandising rights. That's where they make all their money.
Merchandising.
No,
like
but
what?
Here's the thing.
Toys.
Full cans, maybe.
You really think they're making that much money off
that?
They make
billions, a ton of money off
billions
of
toys. I'm just saying
they
don't.
Do they really make more money off the action figures than they do off the movies themselves?
Yes. It's hard for me to believe that, too.
You're selling a $12 action figure.
No, that's how Lucas. I can see Lucas doing it with Star Wars.
No, I don't.
But who the hell is buying the X-Men movie action figures and not buying the comic book action figures?
Dude, I'm telling you.
I'm just saying. It's
kids
cheaper
little
than
kids.
Illogical.
Little kids.
They're cheaper.
I was just saying, kids don't
easier to
shops.
Find.
I mean, like,
my kids.
They're in Toys R Us. They're in Walmart. Dude, when I say they make more money on merchandising than they do the movies, they make more money on merchandising than they do the movies.
Walmart pays premiums to get those toys in.
Agreed. Yeah. When you hear a movie
Christmas time
makes $1 billion in box office sales, a lot of that goes to the theaters themselves.
Yes. Well, some of it,
Yeah. Well, theaters pay a flat fee.
Yes.
To rent a movie.
Yes.
I was going to say.
So I'm paying, you're making the same amount per theater, whether it does $1 billion in sales or it does $100 in sales.
Right.
Who is doing the same at the theater? The theater owners.
The company that owns the film.
Okay, yes.
Because they're renting it.
Yes.
It's like, I mean, as far as the theater company, it's like renting a DVD. Yeah. It doesn't matter how many times it gets watched over that week,
right.
You pay the same flat fee.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
so
like the markup in movie theaters is ridiculous. You know, I'm a bar manager.
Yeah.
So, you know, markup is a huge deal.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to pay for, you know, their lease on the movie, and this is a very stupid number, say $200 for a 4-week run. They're going to charge every person that comes into that theater $14 a pop. So if you get 10 people in on your first day, you've made back your money.
Right. Yeah, and like your older movies, you know, may be a couple $100 a week. But yeah, they now the hype is all what they can charge the theaters.
That's why
you see all this hype and all this buzz they try and create.
Well, the movie
that makes the difference whether they can justifiably charge a theater $500 or $1,000 a week.
Yes,
or $2,000. I see what you mean.
It's the built-in PR from the production company that the theaters end up benefiting from.
You know what else builds the PR and keeps the movie going?
The shirts.
The toys.
Yeah,
they start making money off the toys and the shirts.
Before the movie even comes out.
I don't buy any of those. I can see the video games.
Toys.
All the advertising money they throw out to like throw it on billboards.
I'm telling you.
The fast food.
Fast food tie-ins definitely is part of the PR.
Because kids go see these movies and they're like, I want a Wolverine toy.
Yeah.
I want a Captain America toy. I want a Hawkeye toy.
So Marvel's really...
Marvel's making money at both ends, really.
Yes.
Because if they could sell you a Marvel toy that's their toy, they're going to do a lot better off.
How many Thors did you see last Halloween?
Let's think about how much that is. The retail side and all that, like the George Lucas toy side of
And the thing is, all of Marvel, that's in Disney stores.
If there's somebody out there that capitalizes on merchandising, it's Disney.
I don't know current numbers, but I talked to a buddy of mine back when I was in high school that was a manager of a theater.
Yeah.
He would say they would pay $500 to $1,000 to rent a new...
A week.
A big blockbuster.
A week.
Boom. A week. Yeah. And that's... So when a movie comes out in 1,000 theaters, it's still only making... $500,000 or $1 million, you know.
So the but the theater's still taking some of the ticket price, though, right?
They're taking all of the ticket price.
The studio is not taking any ticket price.
No, they don't get any of that money.
So when someone says that this movie made this much money, it didn't make that much money.
As far as paying off the people who worked on the movie,
that didn't do it.
No.
Okay.
Well, you got to think, though, it does, not directly, but you would assume that they would rent it for additional weeks. They would keep it open
The more popular it is, the more money it's going
to
make.
The first time that movies start making money back is when they get to DVD, when they start getting into public sales. Because then they come down... directly through the company that runs the
movie studio. I think they should just do that anyway. If that's the case, then why are they not just giving me a damn movie that I can pay $15? I would pay $15 to watch Captain America: The Winter Soldier in my living room.
But it wouldn't be
instead
that
of
way.
The $8 I paid.
No, it would split off and be like $30 for to watch.
It would start splitting off. And they'd be like video games where it was $60 a pop.
Considering I paid four people, and it cost me fifty.
All that. Them saying this made billions of dollars, this won Academy Awards, all that other stuff is more hype for the DVD sales.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
If
you just saw Captain America: Winter Soldier,
it's the number one movie in the world.
Yes,
in the world.
And you know, but if you didn't see any of that, you didn't know.
Everything
went straight
to
DVD. How likely?
No, no, no. I'm not saying
pay the $60.
I'm not saying straight to DVD. Okay. But I would pay $50 to watch Captain America: The Winter Soldier in my living room the night it comes out and have them stream it to my house. I would definitely do that.
Some of your smaller movies actually
do that. I have seen them on demand at the same time in theater. But they would still be able to brag about it's still the number one movie in the world because people are watching it streaming. They could still count those numbers. They could still take direct chunk of the money instead of passing it through the middleman at the theater. I'm not sure why they don't do that.
Because theaters are... Because
everybody here would go to my house, we throw in, chip in $50 to watch freaking Captain America. Unless you got an Xbox, you can count how many heads are in the room. Yeah, thanks, Larry. Larry laughs.
That's funny.
The sad thing is that...
They can probably do that.
No, they really can.
It can.
My roommate has an Xbox, and I walked in to talk to him, and
it says, hi, Larry.
Popped up a new person. Yeah. Right? I'm like... Keep that double NSA tracking machine off of
it. Xbox One, it watches you masturbate.
Well, you know...
It does.
You just Xbox, name it Al.
The FBI actually has a legitimate program where it's trying to tap into every camera so it can spot
Yeah.
Now the advertised premise is so
Agent
Coulson
mentions that in Avengers. Yeah. If it's got if it's hooked up to the satellite, we have it. Yeah.
Yeah, they mentioned that in Cap.
That was the whole premise of the movie Enemy of the State. Come on.
That's the whole premise of Will Smith, Gene Hackman,
come on, man.
Yeah.
When they're looking for him.
Yeah.
Fury says, "Oh, we have a camera. We can tab in."
I won't be happy until I get a record release on my big
screen. There's like 20 states that have signed on to let the FBI have any access to any government camera. But also, you got to think.
Okay, any government camera.
All right. But every iPhone has FBI has access to.
Yeah.
You know, almost every Microsoft device, you know, all the big companies are all signing up to it now.
Yeah. The beauty of a dumb phone.
I heard the reason they're doing it is because they don't want to have to deal with suing the FBI when the FBI subpoenas them for this information. Because it's going to cost them so much more money.
In fact,
and they're probably going to lose.
If you remember, there was a case a while back that Google tried to sue the FBI and the NSA because they were demanding too much information.
Yeah. Google.
At the same time, Google is putting out drones here.
They did. They just bought a company last week, a high altitude drone company. And Google has actually, it was like 5-10 years ago, Google was like,
Google has satellites too.
Yeah.
So
Google was like, no, we're sick of K Street and all these people going in there lobbying. You know, now they're like the third biggest lobbying firm in the country. But, yeah, they don't have to sue anymore. They pay at the front. They don't have to pay at the back.
At a certain point, you know, they're trying to keep everybody from being watched by the government, yet they're watching everybody. Yeah.
Well, they're doing it to make money. The government's doing it to be evil.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
One's American,
it's
one's
all, it's all about control. You know, government wants to control you directly. And now Google wants to control you through your wallet.
Speaking of,
it's not directly in some form or fashion, I promise.
Speaking of government control,
can we be done with the conspiracy shit? Actually,
Did you get to watch Cap Winter Soldier yet, Larry?
I did watch it.
Oh, what were your thoughts? You hadn't seen it last week when we were able to talk about it.
My thought is, it's a really good movie if you ignore every other Marvel movie.
Really?
Yes.
In what context? The story, or the way it was designed?
This is one of those classic, you're completely wrong things.
Yes, it's a Blade Runner.
Alright.
It's a Blade Runner.
For his down session.
Here's what I say. Plot-wise?
Yes.
Alright.
You knew the plot walking into the movie.
No. Here's what I say. Here's where it goes.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Thor hit that with a hammer. Copper's down. All right, let's go home.
Wait, hold on. No.
Thor was in Asgard. Right.
Thor is not hanging out at Earth.
He was at Thor too.
Throw a rock at that. Iron Man, shoot that down.
They said Iron Man 3, Thor: The Dark World, and Winter Soldier are all happening at the same time.
Okay. Along with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too.
So Thor is dealing with the Dark World. A.K.A. Christopher Eccleston.
So shit's going down in London.
Yes. All right.
Or France, or wherever the hell they were. London.
That was not clear in the movie.
It's made clear through Agents of S.H.I.L.D. that everything was already happening at the same time.
All right, so I have to watch the bad TV show to know that.
David's right.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has already dealt with the Thor issue.
Weeks before.
They're right now dealing with
Cap. I remember the episode where they dealt with Thor, too, because that was before I jumped ship.
Yeah. So, yeah, Larry's absolutely right. I only take a cell phone call to Thor. Thor, help me out.
Right, so that bugged me.
But Thor went back.
He came back. The whole fucking premise of the movie is that the S.H.I.E.L.D. had their fingers on every possible communication you could get.
True.
Is he going to be, do we honestly think he's going to be able to be like,
hey, Thor, come kill these bad guys
for me? But are we going to assume that Thor is nowhere near a television and can't see what's going on and say, oh, Captain America's in trouble and we're helping
Thor? Thor ends up in Asgard at the end of the film.
No, he comes back at the end of the film.
And makes out
I understand your frustration, Taylor, but I think Larry may have an okay point as far as
the
real reason is that these are their own movies. They don't line up until the Avengers.
Out of the movie realm,
and we can come up with explanations if we had to.
Yeah, same.
How much
in the
of
comics.
Cap was on TV? It's not right. Like there are news crews following around, except for that one part on the chase.
There's
scene.
No
and then
news
he went
crews,
underground.
There's no news crews following
go.
Around these helicarriers taken up and him fighting.
That whole thing happened over the course of like 15 minutes.
Thor doesn't help anybody.
Tony Stark's 200 miles away. He's in New York City.
He's in New York.
How fast do you think these guys
are?
Is an Iron Man suit?
Hold on. One.
That Iron Man speed.
We already established. Hold on.
He did.
And if you watch the Avengers film, we already established Cap doesn't like any of them.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't. He would not ask Tony Stark for help. He can't stand him.
I'm not saying he would have to ask.
I'm not saying he would.
I'm not saying anyone
would.
I'm saying they would see what was going on and come to help.
Doesn't trust Thor.
Nick's out of it. Nick doesn't know who to trust.
Nick is completely... Most of the characters in this movie are completely on the grid. Yes. They do not have the luxury of going to a payphone and calling
asking
up
Thor.
I'm not saying they would have to call and see it. I'm saying these are superheroes living in the world. If they saw something that needed attention, they would address it. I can see the point.
Movie Thor is not insanely fast like comic Thor is. I don't think he's going to fly across the ocean.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Not without help.
No.
Right?
But here's what I'm saying.
Iron Man was never that fast, even in the comics.
He's in New York. They're in D.C. Yeah.
Iron Man hates S.H.I.E.L.D., Nick Fury, and Captain America. That was the first thing they established in the Avengers.
Yeah. But, look, I don't think he hates them.
Tony Stark gives the recommendations for the Helicarrier's new propulsion systems.
And Tony Stark wasn't in Stark Tower when they showed it, so he wasn't even in New York. Because they show you...
They showed Stark Tower, but I thought they targeted somebody in Stark Tower.
They targeted Pepper.
Are you sure it was Pepper?
It was Pepper.
I didn't go back and watch it, but I know they targeted somebody.
They targeted Pepper.
I'm pretty sure Stark too, but...
I saw Stark.
Taylor and I
discussed
it. I saw Stark Tower.
Go ahead, Larry.
That was the first thing. So I was like, okay, and
you started some smack on this show.
I want to be quieter. Quiet. Quiet. You're breaking my goddamn eardrums.
Taylor angry.
So I understand why...
We all
found
that
angry. They can't be in the movie.
Okay, go ahead. They didn't have enough budget for Thor and Tony Stark. Go ahead.
No, I understand. The other thing that really bugged me...
Plot armor.
All right, so when we get to the helicopters...
Helicarriers.
They have all three of them.
I think it's cute the way he calls them helicopter. Helicopter.
All right, so... all three of them at each other at the same time. Because they hit some buttons.
Okay.
All right. Why can't two of them fire at the third one they don't have control of? Because they control two of them, fire at the two, then the last two fire at each other.
There was some sort of like autocorrect in the network or something. They had to get all three, otherwise
they
wouldn't
explain that when they were talking
Maria
about
Hill.
Maybe it's a hand. Maybe
it
doesn't hold up
to
like
for it to work.
Maybe if like we had some sort of like cyber geek could explain how that wouldn't really work in real life. But they gave
at least
nominal explanation.
Yeah,
they gave a plot explanation.
Yeah, and there was a really good news.
There were several times in the movie.
The other two.
There was a really good misdirection right there, too, because you thought Black Widow was going to go off and do the third thing. Yeah, it was a really fun part of the movie.
There were several.
Go ahead, Larry. Ruin the movie for me more.
When there's a gun to somebody's head, and if the guy pulled the trigger, the movie would end it right there.
That's true of every movie ever.
Yeah.
And it bugs me in every movie ever.
The Walking Dead, the season finale, that didn't bother you? When
Nick's
got the gun to his head? We've
covered that in multiple
films. That bothered me, too. But yeah, I'm willing to look away from that.
Yeah, okay. So now I get Captain America can't shoot his buddy, but Nick Fury?
Yeah.
Like, you can't tell me. It wouldn't be believable for Nick not to blow dude away, even with the gun to Black Widow's
head. But it is believable that Nick Fury wouldn't blow Bucky away in front of Captain America, knowing that Captain America was their biggest asset.
Not if he knew that Winter Soldier was. Did he even know?
Nick Fury knew.
I think you can safely assume that Nick Fury knows everything.
Yeah,
I hate assuming that. If we're going to assume that, I want to assume that Thor can get through traffic quick enough to help the helicarrier.
He's across an ocean.
Okay. It's a Captain America movie.
Oh, of course.
They didn't have the budget for Thor and Tony in the movie. I'm just saying it's the same concept of reading Captain America, the comic book, and being like, why isn't Thor here helping Captain America?
Well, like when
everything.
I flip through a Batman book, why Superman doesn't show up and easily fix the mundane.
Oh no, that's why you read Justice League.
I think
that's
this
why you read Avengers. That's why you watch.
Agreed.
The
I think this
movie.
Is part of why none of us actually picked up on that because we are such big comic book readers.
Yeah,
of course they're not going to show up. It's not his book. Yeah. Why would Thor be in a Captain America book? But Larry, not being an avid comic book reader, picked up on it immediately.
Well, I still think the explanations are there at least enough where it's plausible.
Oh,
that
I agree.
That they were, no one else could get there.
I agree.
In time, whatever.
It does throw some gray area in on that whole Tony Stark getting from New York to DC thing, though. Well, he was drunk. He was hungover.
Okay, that's the whole not in the suit thing.
Even
remember?
Assuming he's sitting around in his Iron Man suit, just waiting to jump into
what
a frame.
That's what he did all Iron Man 3.
He runs a business.
That's what he did all Iron Man 3. No, he doesn't pepper run the business.
Hold on, pepper runs the business.
And this is how we're going to defend this.
Put 40 suits fly up and wrap him.
Thank you.
Take him wherever.
None of this information hours for the suits to fly anywhere in Iron Man 3.
In Iron Man 3, he calls him, and within 10 minutes, every suit he owns is on the
scene.
Not 10 minutes of us watching. No, not 10 minutes of us watching either. There's scenes
he
going.
He calls them, and they're in the middle of a fight.
Yeah, and they show up. I'm not taking any sides. I'm just saying I can see both sides of this. There's a gray area.
Man, you're neutral.
I can probably guess worse than most people are.
Yeah,
doing.
Yeah. Just
hold on. Let's think about this.
Moderation
there
is its own sort of assholiness.
About anything that's going on until the helicarriers go down. The helicarriers are up for all about 5-10 minutes before Cap and Falcon take them down. Everything in that movie is Cap going undercover with Black Widow.
Because Cap does go undercover before anything else happens. Are you saying that doesn't get out on Stark's thing? No.
He hijacks
shit from within the
helicarrier. Chop and CNN.
Hold on.
He shows up in Avengers
Nick
and
Fury
he's able to hack the helicarrier
and S.H.I.E.L.D. go
within 45 minutes.
When Nick dies. They openly, Black Widow and nobody at S.H.I.E.L.D. and Cap all go silence when Nick dies.
It's plausible.
Well, also, that's half
Agents
the point of the movie is you don't know who to trust.
Exactly.
Why would Cap... The communications.
Yes.
They do explain in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that they scrambled
the communications.
That,
so Stark and Thor would have no idea what's going on. Cap hasn't called them. Nick hasn't called them. So why would they show up?
Definitely plausible.
If they're... If Cap
but there is
undercover.
Some gray area.
Okay, we've hit the area where it's if you want to dislike the movie, you can dislike the movie if you want.
Your level of belief suspension.
Now you asked me what I thought.
Of course.
So that thought occurred to me. I suspended that.
Yeah.
The thought about where, okay, you can just squeeze the trigger and end the movie.
Yeah.
I suspended that.
Like every movie.
So,
yeah.
If I ignore the existence of all the other Marvel properties, I really like this movie by itself.
Awesome, awesome. Even the first Captain America?
I've never saw the first Captain
Oh,
America.
You should definitely check it out. It's a good prequel to this. It's a good building.
Watching this makes me want to go back and see it.
Awesome.
If I forget about the existence of every other Marvel superhero, I like this movie. Mixing it with the Avengers or whatever, it seems, this is pretty mundane stuff compared to what we've seen with intergalactic battles and crap like that.
But this is what Cap handles.
But
that's who this character is.
Yeah.
He's not Iron
Man.
Yeah,
that's like setting
Thor.
Us up with a bunch of, okay, here's a bunch of superheroes. Now let's go watch the secretary do some work.
Hey, man, Jarvis goes hard.
Oh, man.
If you ever read Bendis' Avengers, Jarvis goes way hard.
Pepper Potts is the man.
I'm like, ah. That's awesome. God, hey, Rescue was awesome.
I did see a video on YouTube.
I enjoyed it. It was worth seeing.
Yeah. It talked to Smack. It went through, I think it's called Movie Sin, is the YouTube page, but it went through like every problem in the first Matrix movie. It like completely ruined the damn movie for me, and I'm such a huge Matrix fan.
Really?
It totally ruined
the movie. I know what you're talking about.
Man.
I know the channel you're talking about.
But it's like, why, when Trinity's running for the phone, the payphone, why doesn't dude just hit the damn payphone? Remember when the cops, the agents send the cops up to the room to get Trinity?
Yeah.
Why didn't one of those cops, or agents, just take over one of the bodies of those cops?
Oh, right. Because
that element hadn't been introduced in the films yet, so they couldn't go there. Man, it really ruined the thing for me. And now Larry's doing it to Winter Soldier.
And, here was the Matrix.
Son of a...
Has anyone seen that picture that Ryan Otley drew of Black Bolt whispering Hail Hydra in the Captain America's ears?
Yes.
And blowing his face
I did see that. Very good.
I thought that was...
Very good.
Ryan Otley should just go back to Marvel. I don't care about Invincible anymore.
Yeah, he's doing Invincible. 111 is supposed to be a whole new direction.
Yeah, he said that about 100. He said that about...
Kirkman's got a lot more books coming out.
105?
He's got...
Invincible 111 is a new direction, but 110 has been a total sellout. Hype.
Yeah, a lot of
apparently,
craziness going on.
Death of
there's
everyone.
A big rape scene, whatever.
Kirkman just off the off
the but, Kirkman you know, just doesn't know what to really do anymore other than make money with The Walking Dead. He's like,
But he's already did that.
Yeah, I mean, he's rich. He won't have to do anything else.
No, right. No, I mean, but like the big rape scene or whatever, that happened in like Walking Dead issue 30.
That's what I'm saying. Like he's gotten himself into a corner.
It was the first 2 years that happened, he doesn't
know how to finish anything else other than The Walking Dead.
But he's like, right, Kirkman's doing another book, and he's got his one Tech Jacket. I think it's called, isn't that a Kirkman book? Tech Jacket.
He didn't write it.
Well, he's doing something.
He licensed it off.
Oh, he's bringing it back. Yeah. But he's got another indie book coming out.
Oh yeah,
I'm leaning back towards something like that. I'm leaning back towards liking Kirkman.
I'm not. You know, it's Scavengers is supposedly the Walking Dead spinoff comic.
That's not what I heard.
That's what I heard. But it's another zombie book.
We shall see.
I think the man has just lost his skills in making money.
His Marvel team.
He makes
up
a lot of movies.
Marvel
money
team up.
It was awesome. The
Irredeemable Ant Man
was awesome. And then
here's
since
the
then,
thing. At this point, how Ant-Man much does he actually have his hands into stuff?
In Image, probably his Image stuff. Probably a lot. Yeah, like Walking Dead, Invincible.
Ton of stuff.
Right, because first of all, if he even wrote the plot synopsis for Walking Dead, Savage Dinosaur, and Invincible, that would take a lot of his time there.
But where is he else is he
and
working?
Then also, he's also supposedly writing the plot lines for the TV show and the spinoff and doing hiring.
But aren't those done for the most part? All
and
he's got to do
the
is kind of just move some pieces around.
He has writers
around
on the shows, and
he has
Invincible
help on the show.
Always a month late.
Always
to 2 months late. Walking Dead is the only thing he writes that comes out on time. Super
Walking
Dinosaur
Dead
was like 6 months late recently.
And he said he was canceling it.
Yeah, he's
he said he was canceling it.
And Science Dog.
But he just Science
his
Dog.
You say, but The Walking Dead is kind of his bread and butter. That's where.
Yeah, that's what
money
I'm saying. That's
you
the only thing that comes out month to month anymore.
You make your bread and butter, what puts food on the table?
Right.
Yeah,
that comes out bi-weekly.
Yeah, exactly my point.
What does
Walking Dead?
It used to not. It used to come out monthly.
With 115, it started coming out by
the year. The year
until it started running late.
Or 10-year anniversary.
And good old Kirkman. I just think it's hilarious. The first
he
artist
doesn't need to do anything
of Invincible.
And ironically, the first 2 years or first year of comics
of Walking Dead.
Yeah, they came out like every 3 months or so.
Yeah, they were behind. He was because Invincible had taken off so much before Walking Dead. He was just really excited.
I just think it's funny that.
But now look, now Walking Dead is up to what 120?
Yeah,
and Invincible's only at 111.
I think
he started Invincible before Walking Dead, didn't he?
Isn't like 123.
Something like that.
Something
I think
like that.
It's 122, 123.
That just shows
like
you how much
supposed
you slap
to happen, like soon.
Yeah. 127
like
is supposed
direction
to be the end of this
war.
All at war.
What was I gonna
say?
But something's supposed to happen like in like 128, like maybe a new direction. I mean, the way they're talking about new characters.
He fired the original artist of both.
I'll tell you what's gonna happen in 128.
Deadline.
And I'm gonna hate it.
And then he got fired from Marvel
for Deadline.
For Deadline. And then both of them started coming out.
It's all the timing on that.
And I'm going to hate that. When the show starts influencing the comic book, I'm just
Daryl?
Well, when Daryl shows up
comic books.
When Daryl shows up in the comic books, that's going to make everybody upset. And a lot of people
all the comic fans.
But when Clementine shows up.
Exactly.
That's what's going to piss a lot of people off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to be able to please one or the other. You just have to do whatever you do to please the group that
you're
trying to please.
I'm happy they're separate audiences, but obviously it's going to be whatever's making him more money, which is going to be the TV show. So he's going to start shitting on a lot of comics.
And I don't even think he has to. I think Kirkman would be better off if he'd hand over Walking Dead the comic to someone else.
I think
give it a new breath of fresh air.
Well, that's what I think is happening, is that I think it's going to be all new characters, a whole new group, because I think like 128, they advertise something a group of people that's not Rick and his
group.
Oh,
wow. Mm-hmm. Well, good. That's what he needs to do.
That's what I've said for at least the last 2 years with Invincible. Just license it.
Invincible?
I was almost
he should stay on Invincible.
No.
I
love his superhero stuff.
I loved his superhero stuff right up until the Viltrumite War had no ending.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, you don't know how to end anything.
Yeah.
You just need to let it go.
As far as the comic book now.
He should let Walking Dead go. Walking Dead become a monster that he cannot control.
Both of them.
He could have killed Rick in like episode issue 50-something.
Yeah.
He could have killed Carl a few issues.
So why doesn't he?
Well, I was almost convinced in the last couple issues that Rick was going to die.
Yeah.
Rick is going to die eventually.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Carl should have been. The longer Carl lives with a pierced brain,
yeah,
he took
a...
Half his head blown off.
Right.
He took a point-blank shot to the head with a high-caliber assault rifle.
Hey, he can dish it out. He needs to learn how to take it.
Alright. He has a pure brain. He should be dead. And the longer he lives,
he is functioning normally. That is not right. He's got like right. half his head gone.
Right. Guys, he's functioning like
he should be able to move half the thick body. Of the fight with Negan.
I help you.
This last issue, he's I want to go. And Rick's like, no.
Here's the thing, guys. Superman, Thor, your argument is invalid. It's a comic book. Big deal. He's got a hole in his brain. I've watched a Kryptonian for years push planets. And but somehow this, get...
But this is a real realistic
being.
That's a bad comparison.
It's really not meant to be superheroes in The Walking Dead.
You're trying, you're trying to compare two separate genres just because of another thing.
Apples and watermelons.
In movies,
apples
and
Swiss cheese, man.
You can get away with things like that. Let it go.
But
let it go. If he wants to kill him, he'll kill him.
Comic books are a medium.
Carl,
Walking Dead and Thor and Superman are entirely different genres.
I get that.
But I'm saying... died a long time ago.
It's a comic book. Suspend your disbelief and let it go.
Okay, so... I think we've agreed that you can kill any movie that you want, and I'll be glad to kill any movie you like. All right, Taylor hates me in all my movie judgments.
All hate you in all your movie judgments. I don't think
I'm sorry. Blade Runner is boring.
Yeah,
that's just not going to change.
Why do you really want the coke afterwards?
It's good discussion, regardless, Larry. And I give you props for bringing up the opinion.
I insist on telling the truth. Like I said, I enjoyed it.
It's an opinion. It's an opinion. Yeah. Everything is relative.
Exactly.
Do not put fact on that one. This is not science. Okay? It's an opinion.
Your opinion is not the dogmatic truth of everything. Yes. It's only arrogant of you to say so.
Somebody get him some mustard for that man. We're going to start telling mama jokes.
Yes. Larry does bring up some good points, though.
Every now and then.
The Blade Runner boring thing, I don't get.
I don't know where you got that.
The Captain America thing, I can give you some gray area on that. The excuses
You're not allowed to read, like, ongoings anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Closure, and you don't want anyone to show up at the top. Come on, man. Pick a side.
And her Black Widow's hair sucks. She definitely needed a scrunchie in that movie. You can't do that sort of ninja fighting with your hair down.
Electric can.
She's got lipstick on. The hair
Shut
is
up.
Gonna stick.
She doesn't wear it all the time.
Yeah, the bandana.
The bandana.
He's right.
What's up?
The bandana.
You didn't even make that point. You don't even back it up.
Device. A hair control device.
But yeah.
So
Black Widow's hair bothers me more.
Black Widow
should
get her own movie now, though.
Really? Thor's hair doesn't bother you.
He doesn't have lipstick.
Plus, all the static and like his hair would end up looking like yours.
That's an excellent
point. Do we really think Thor is going to be affected by static electricity?
That's an
excellent
point.
The god of thunder.
That's an excellent
point. He strikes his own hammer with lightning on a regular basis.
That would
and you think the static's going to get?
Dude, that is better for a spot.
Every time the guy never gets his hair frizzed. Come on, man.
I guess
you don't know what it takes to
make somebody's
hair. Try to like grab a door.
Oh, shit! Dude, that is begging for a Scotty Young variant with Thor having the electrostatic hair. Dude, that'd be awesome. That'd be great. Not a normal cover.
Maybe since they're reading, Marvel people are reading your reviews, you might want
to
sneak
I don't think they listen to you guys.
You know what I've always wondered? How does Iron Man not have, like, helmet hair all the time?
Hair.
It's always like... Perfect.
He's rich.
Okay. It's the bajillion-dollar haircut, okay?
First of all, the helmet wraps around the hair.
Hold on. You said Captain America's a terrible movie, but you could get behind helmet hair?
Yeah.
I don't trust you anymore. You got
it's
behind
sculpted.
Helmet hair?
It's
really?
Sculpted.
Also,
my question is,
I've never understood
Wolverine's
that.
Hair... Like he's burnt. When he's burnt, it grows back in the
same
style that he had it.
And he somehow still has
that's
fibers.
A mutant power. Now that's a mutant power, man. That's a mutant
speaking
power.
Of mutant power, hair Gummer. Final thoughts.
Mutant power. Hair. I'm no Medusa.
No,
but I did get a review of Inhuman, published by Marvel.
Yeah,
so.
You did. Good job. Good job.
Whoa!
You don't have to clap for that.
I'm not.
Whoa! Jealousy rears its green eyed head.
I gladly congratulated you the first 30 times. Yeah, something about
it's okay, Taylor. You have more page views than
that's
you.
Right.
That's right. I will clap to that.
Jealousy rears its green eyed head.
David, is that a whole show?
Final thoughts.
MTAC this weekend.
Oh, yeah. You know, So Comic Con is this weekend, too, the 19th. That's Southern Kentucky Comic Con. That's in Bowling Green.
Also, Horror and Tattoo Convention.
When's that? Yep.
This weekend.
Same weekend.
Damn,
it runs in the same convention center as MTAC.
They're having a convention in Bowling Green?
Yeah. So Comic Con.
Dang. Anyone else final thoughts?
All right, Danny.
My final thought is sleep more, drink more, love everybody.
That's a good thought.
That's nice.
That's way more profound than we're used to having.
That's good advice.
Good night, Elaine.
Oh!
Jules just threw down his jacket.
Are you kidding?
He thought he was going to get it.
No, not in this house.
Ridiculous.
No.
That's a good one, Andrew.
Check us
out at comiccity2.com, outrightgeekery.com, youtube.com/weeklyrex. Let us know what you think.
Please.
Come see me. Please. Come annoy me. Come buy magic cards.
Talk smack on his movie opinions.
Tell me why you think Blade Runner is amazing, and I'll tell you why I think you're wrong.
Free Comic Book Day coming up.
Free Comic Book Day, May 2nd. And nobody brought up on it, but I tried to segue into Jeopardy. We will be doing Geek Jeopardy with a Tournament of Champions where you can win actual gift certificate and actual comic book cash.
Yes,
for here. Me and Goodnight Elaine.
Yes.
All right.
We're not going to call her that. Nobody call her that. I'm serious.
Goodnight Elaine?
Don't call her Goodnight Elaine. You can tell her goodnight, but don't you call her
that. Yeah, it's telling her goodnight for the record, not calling her goodnight.
No, I'm going right back to her.